Can you quote the verse John 3:16? Why is that verse so familiar? We'll find out in the next episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. John 3:16 is at least the most recognizable verse in the entire Bible. Generations of children memorized that verse in Vacation Bible School right out of the King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The reference has appeared in a variety of locations and situations, from athletic contests, whether it's a sign in the bleachers or on the eye black of the competitors, to the bottom of In-N-Out Burger drinking cups, to the sides of shopping bags at Forever 21. Why John 3:16? Billy Graham, speaking to a crowd at Citrus Park in his New York City crusade in 1991, called John 3:16 the gospel in a nutshell, a miniature Bible. There is no doubt that this verse expresses a significant truth that we must understand. So far, we've seen that God is the ultimate power in our universe by virtue of the fact that he created everything. That leads to our understanding of the problem. We are separated from God because he is perfect and we are not. But God did not leave us in this horrible predicament. God so loved the world. He loved us so much that he did what only he could do. He gave, and it was a high price. Remember from the last episode the crucial statement made in Romans 6:23. The problem that the wages of sin is death. Somebody has to pay that price. The wage, the payment, the result of our sin, our imperfection, is death, separation from God. The only one who can change that reality is someone who does not owe that price, someone who has no imperfection of their own. We've already seen that the only one who can make that claim is God. Only God is perfect. Only he can pay the price on our behalf. So God did what only God could do. He came into our world in order to live a perfect life and one day to die in our place. That is exactly who Jesus is and what he did when he went to the cross for us. In the weeks to come, we'll see much more in the Bible about who Jesus is and why he and he alone could pay the price on our behalf. For now, what is important to know is that God loved us enough to take our place. That's what Jesus did on the cross. God gave his Son. We'll see the magnitude of that gift and learn how God's provision leads to an extraordinary promise in the next episode of 5 Minutes Closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from his word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.